You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
St. Peter, he tells us today, two things that we can learn in the first reading. The first one is the baptism, and the second one is the confirmation. When Philip was proclaiming the gospel to the Samaritans, they could not able to receive the Holy Spirit. Why? Because they heard the gospel when Philip was preaching to them. And the Samaritans, they believed Jesus, and they wanted to receive the Holy Spirit, but they could not, because at the time they were not baptized. That's why when these deacons and apostles were praying for them, they were not able to receive the Holy Spirit. When we receive baptism, then we accept that Jesus Christ is our Master and our Lord, then the Spirit of the Lord will be upon you. That is the indication in the first reading that we can see. And even St. Peter, he explains about the faith and the baptism, what we have received in our lives. Especially when we receive the baptism, we are committed to be a mission to a Christ. And you are always guided by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the intention of every Christian and Catholic should be. And it is not forcefully given to everyone. It is willingly accepted by everyone to follow Christ and to be a mission to Christ. When we forcefully receive the baptism or confirmation, we won't be affected by anything. And even we don't realize the presence of God in our lives. So, my dear brothers and sisters, when you truly follow the Jesus Christ, and you will be guided by the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you want to be a missionary, or if you want to be a good Catholic to preach the gospel to others, and then you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's everyone's duty to be a missionary or to spread the good news to everyone whoever encounters you. That is our primary duty of every Catholic or Christian. And we have to be reminded of that every moment of our life. That's what Jesus asks us today in gospel reading. We see, if you love me, keep my commandments, then you will see the greatest results, and you can find me easily in you, and you will be in me, and we two of us will be in the Father. That's what Jesus asks us, if you love me. So my dear brothers and sisters, we know what is love, the love that lasts forever. And Jesus asked that, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus has given commandment, love yourself, and at the same time, love your neighbor. These two commandments makes us to know what we are and where we are. Do we follow Christ exactly? That's what Jesus asked. Why do we follow Jesus Christ every day in our life? That we wanted to be in heaven, or that you don't want to go to hell? This is the purpose that you follow Jesus Christ. And we have to ask ourselves, why do we follow Jesus Christ? If it is that the case, then we will be forced by ourselves. We will have fear that I may go to hell if I don't do this. Jesus said, love yourself and love at the same time your neighbor. If I do not follow this, I may go to hell. and you are afraid of that, and you follow Jesus Christ, it's not exactly what we think of. If you really, truly, we wanted to be with Christ, Jesus asks, just keep my commandments. It is not with forceful that you receive. It is with love that we receive from Christ to follow him. That's what Jesus says. Really, we love Jesus Christ. That's why we could be able to expose ourselves to our neighbors, those who are in need of, those who ask for mercy, and those who ask us to spread the gospel, whomsoever you see in our lives. We love Jesus. That's why we follow him. Love doesn't come by force. Love is not a love until you give it away. That's what Jesus says. We have to give love to your neighbor and to God. Then it has a concrete and possible thing that everyone can experience. Sometimes we say love cannot be seen, but there are so many ways to express love towards yourself and your neighbor. My dear brothers and sisters, Eric, one of the psychologists, he has given so many ways to express love towards yourself and your neighbor, and few of them, we can see them, the book called The Art of Loving. And the first one, he says that love must have discipline. Love must have discipline. The discipline means doing something hard because it is right. We usually not very disciplined people. Why? Because we tend to avoid the difficulties. When we face difficulties, we tend to avoid the love. So, my dear brothers and sisters, in our lives, when we face difficulties, we try to excuse our love towards our neighbor. So there must be a disciplined love, whether it is in difficult situation, whatever the situation you are undergoing, we have to accept it. With love, then we can see the love is blowing away from you. And the second one, he says, love must have patience. Love must have patience. Love is not something that comes abruptly. And we have to work at it and let it grow. A person who has patience knows how to wait and how to receive the things. That's what Jesus says, wait until I send the paraclete, and then you start preaching the gospel, says to the disciples when Jesus was ascending into heaven. You have to wait and see when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, and then you're ready to proclaim the gospel of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, when suffering comes, we try to escape. Or when difficulty comes, we try to excuse ourselves. And there is a real story of a mother. She has only one son, and she lost her husband in my own town where I was living. And days by, he got sick, and he was admitted in the hospital. And the doctors told that he has a liver problem, so that cannot be cured. So what we have to do? Then we have to replace the liver. Then, after 1 month, she decided to give a liver to her son. And she has given. And both live and happily. See, when suffering comes, mothers don't leave her sons and daughters. Likewise, we have to be sons and daughters to everyone who receive the Christ. Though it is difficult to express or to do the things, but we have to be there as a Christian, the follower of Christ, so that everyone can see the love that you have in your heart towards your God and your neighbor. My dear brothers and sisters, and the third one, he says, love must be a highest, the greatest humility. See, everyone must have the humility to love towards your neighbor. And everyone, sometimes we will be taken out by the pride. So many times we see the pride in everyone. If you are humble to receive the Holy Spirit, then you will be humility towards your neighbor, merciful, kind, lovable, and whatnot. We can be anything if you love your God. And lastly, he says, if you want to love your neighbor, you must have courage. Without courage, we cannot love anyone. So courage is the one who makes us to step forward and take decisions to develop the things what you wanted to show. So my dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will be there always and everywhere. It dwells where it wills. So you must be willing to receive the Holy Spirit all the time in our lives. That's what Jesus says. I will send you an advocate to you. When you live according to my commands, then you will be guided and you will be praised in the sight of God. It is no longer you live there. It is I live in you. It is like a reciprocal creation of God's activities in everyone's life. We have to reciprocate. Then those who see you, those who look at you, can find Jesus Christ in you. That is what exactly Jesus tells us. Receive the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the paraclete, do the will of God in your life and be a mission to Christ. Then we will be blessed and we will be one day with the Father in the heavenly kingdom. Don't be afraid of the hell, because we follow Jesus Christ not because we fall into hell, because we love him. That's why we follow Jesus Christ. If you truly love Jesus, then you follow in his steps day by day, live like Christ in this world. That's what Jesus asked today his disciples, keep my commands that I live with you and you live with me. One day you can see together with the Father. So let us ask ourselves, do we really love Jesus Christ in this world? Do we follow Jesus Christ because we are afraid of something else? Let us ask our conscience, examine and find out the true love of Christ in our heart. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.